Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Big episode of The Bachelorette last night.
All right, you're
Another Andy.
Getting to the nitty-gritty.
Yep.
It's really hard for me to... I didn't tweet it last night, and I got a few comments. I guess if people... I don't know. I'm so mad at everybody on that show.
You're mad? Single one of them.
How many guys are left on the
bachelor? I don't know.
There's eight left.
Is that after last night?
After last night.
Skipping way ahead to the end, she didn't even want to bother with the cocktail party. She said, I already know who's going home, so let's not waste time with a cocktail party, which isn't, I guess it's...
Rude?
I think it's rude because those guys think I have a legitimate chance. I just needed a little bit of one-on-one. Everybody says this. It's the same 10 lines delivered every year.
Can I steal you for a minute?
One-on-one time. I wish we had that one-on-one time.
So
but
I missed the first half of the episode, but I know she had a one-on-one date with Josh,
the baseball player.
The hunk guy.
Yeah, I missed the first half, too, and the second half.
Okay.
He's real full of himself. I mean, he's an athlete, and that kind of comes with the territory. You're told from the time you're, you know, a little kid, if you've got any ounce of athleticism,
you're a star.
And so, you know, you can't help it if your ego is out of control by the time you reach full-blown I'm a professional baseball player status.
I found out this guy's brother, Josh, is Andy Murray, who's a quarterback at Georgia, or was.
Oh.
He's a big college football player.
Well, apparently Josh M., because there's more than one Josh.
Yeah.
Okay.
He told Andy he had to give up the sports to find himself a family.
I was 48th overall, 7th in the second round.
Yeah.
There were only 50 rounds, so I'd much rather be here than playing ball, that's for sure.
Yeah, whatever.
Do you ever play again? Your shoulders are done?
No, I could definitely play again. I don't want to. I would never want to play again.
Why?
Because I want a family and everything. It's just the family life sucks when you have that. Some things that are worth it and some things that aren't.
Yeah. Is that why you stopped?
Mm-hmm. That's the main reason why I stopped, yeah.
Every word out of his mouth was a lie. Who would rather be a star on a baseball field than sitting there with the wind blowing your hair with Andy?
Yeah.
Every man would give that up to be on that baseball field.
He actually was drafted by the Brewers, so he was drafted. But he never made
did
it past
anything.
The minors.
I would, and I chose to give it up because that's not the life for a family. Liar.
Josh also revealed, now get this, that he was cheated on by his ex-girlfriend because why did she cheat? Because he's a jock and she figured he's going to cheat on me, so I might as well hit that first.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Hit that up first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, Andy, what?
Are the brothers still on the show?
Well, Markel. He was as of last night.
Uh-oh.
But
I love that guy.
Both brothers?
I'm going to tell you what, Markel.
No, one left. That's right, one left.
Yeah, just Markel. Nicest guy, coolest style.
He's genuine. Fancy shirts and ties and socks and all that. Yeah.
He's funny. I feel like I have a man crush on this guy.
We might as well go ahead and talk about him. Markel, there's one guy in the group that everybody hates. And guys, these are the biggest bunch of tattle. You see how guys accuse girls of being snarky and going behind each other's backs? Guys do it too. And he sat there and told Markel, so-and-so
said, well, she gave the rose to the Blackies. Now, I'm not saying...
Exactly.
Whoa.
You know who told him it was JJ, the guy that makes the pantsuer?
Pantrepreneur. He said, well, she might have said black guys. There's quite a difference between Blackies and black eyes.
There's a big difference.
He might have said black guys, but, you know, I don't think I was that drunk.
This
guy is sitting there thinking, he's calling me a blackie? And he got really upset. He's like, you know, I try so hard. I don't want to be judged. And Al, we've done it. He's the black guy on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. He's the black, you know, we all do it.
He's like,
I just don't want to be known as the black guy.
Yeah.
And it really bothered him. He confronted the guy, and the guy said, I never said that. So this, you know, Marquez has been, like, stewing on this today. He's like, dude, I really didn't say that.
And I believe him.
He might have said the black guys.
I really have
a hard time thinking he said blackie. But it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Somebody would have caught
him. You got some wuss tattletale in it.
JJ.
What an idiot.
Can't stand that JJ guy.
I can't either.
And he got a dang rose.
You want to hear Markel? We do have the clip of Markel confronting Andrew over this alleged comment he made.
The first rose ceremony, you made a statement and which was very offensive to me.
Okay.
That statement, I'm not sure if you know what I'm talking about. That statement is, she picked the two blackies. Yeah.
Before, with the music.
Yeah, before you start laughing. that term is very derogatory.
Markel,
very
that is the most
hurtful.
Absurd thing I've ever heard in my life. May I've never said anything like that in my life. Of course you can. I just, like I said, I've never said anything like that in my entire life.
What I am proud of is that both guys handled it pretty well.
Yeah.
The guy that was accused didn't blow up on him, said, I did not. I swear to God, I didn't say that.
And he sat on this for like weeks. He said that happened the first week?
He just found out about it because the guy waited.
Oh, okay.
Because he's such a stand-up guy, JJ. He didn't go to him immediately when this happened.
Yeah.
He waits until they're 3 weeks down the road and drunk at a cocktail party. He's just so stupid.
This is how you play the game, though, Al. Mm. He played it perfectly because he knew that if he started a little bit of drama, both guys would go tell Andy that something happened. And both guys, if not one or two, one at least one would go home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
Oh.
Both of them.
Went home.
But Markel, it was so sweet when he went home. I really felt for him. He said, you know, I want to find love, and I hope God blesses me with that one day.
That's just cool. So sweet.
He seemed
like a pretty cool guy.
I just really look forward to the day that I want that.
And
this experience made me feel some feelings again that there's hope for me. It was just really
you can't make it farther than any other brother.
Yeah.
No other brother's made it this far.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
She's getting rid of really good dudes.
Ugh, she's an idiot. And I was so mad I went ahead and looked up who she chose.
You finally did?
Sucker. I'm stuck with that. It made me so mad.
What?
Kelly looked up who won.
I was so mad I looked up who
won. You've never done that before.
Why am I the sucker?
No, not you.
Oh, okay.
The sucker stuck with her. See how long that lasts. I've never been this mad at a season as I am with this choice of smug, too smart for the room, Andy, who has a dinner, her date with this guy, the one that's, the coach.
Yeah.
Anyway, they go on where they're cooking dinner together. There is zero chemistry. It's horrible. She's like, I don't know what, there's nothing going on. He kisses her one time.
Oh,
will you accept this rose? Idiots. You all deserve Andy if you're still on after this
week.
This
was what he said. If I had to pick a date with Andy, I would take her to dinner and a movie.
Dinner and a movie.
And that's what they end up doing.
You're in Marseille, France.
You're in Marseille. You go to the date dinner.
Because you know why?
Kanye
they had to advertise some movie with ABC.
Jeez.
So aren't you mad, JC? I'm so mad.
I am hitting paper on the desk.
Hey, you guys cannot watch.
And that was me only halfway watching.
Oh, this is me halfway mad. I'll get more mad later.
And Chris Harrison's still a jerk.
He is.
Just throw that in there for extra.
And Andy stole Kelly Raspberry's turtleneck. How dare she?
Now, come on. I haven't worn a turtleneck in a couple years now.
That's why, because she stole
Y'all ruined the turtleneck for me and the overalls, which are making a comeback.
She wore a turtleneck?
She wore
a
turtleneck. That's why I'm done.
She have them in different colors.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Let's give away some money.
More money, more money, more money.
We want to play a nice, fun game of high-low where you can score anywhere between $1,000 and $2,500. All you got to do is guess the number.
Yep.
And that's the amount you win.
You need to call us first. Yes. The number is 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play high-low. Your chance to win your money's coming up. But first, let's bring Psycho Shannon into the studio.
Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! It's my show!
No.
Not
your show.
Everybody's.
Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Get out of my studio!
No, you get out of the studio, Shannon. Shannon, we got some really bad news about 8 months ago. And you've been having to deal with a lot of different medical issues, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been a mess.
So tell everybody, update us on what happened.
Okay, so in October, found out that I have a brain tumor, or had a brain tumor.
Scary.
Kind of scary. Had it taken out in November, and then I was out for about 3 months, and I thought, hey, I'm great. It's gone.
But you were still having pain, right? Because
It comes with issues, migraines and stuff like that. But that's to be expected.
Right.
Did they get rid of the tumor? Was this one of those things you've always had, and then it was just like growing in size? And
yeah,
so it was
come to find
pressure
out,
on your brain.
Come to find out, it was something that I was born with. I just did not know, and all of a sudden, I started having symptoms and had to have surgery.
Yeah.
And so, I had it taken out. They got the whole thing out of there, and I thought everything was good. And then all of a sudden, I started having other issues, including nausea and vomiting. And so they've been trying to figure out what's been causing me to have all those issues. And I've been losing a lot of weight.
Yeah,
I should be
noticed.
Gaining weight, but instead I'm losing it. And I'm not fishing. I'm not looking for people to say, oh, you blah, blah, blah.
No, I know you're not.
Yeah. So anyway, I've been seeing a digestive disease doctor something or another. Mm-hmm. And they've been doing all these tests. So they've been injecting me with IVs, taking pictures of my abdomen, kidney, I don't know, all kinds of tests. And so anyway, finally they decided they needed to give me the scope.
The scope.
Are you breathless tanking?
Yeah. You got to switch it around for
not
at least 30 seconds.
Scope. The scope where they take the camera, they put it in my mouth, go down my esophagus.
An endoscopy.
And into my, I don't know what it is exactly.
Well, colonoscopy goes up the other way, and an endoscopy is the camera down the throat.
So mouthoscopy.
Yeah, you're southbound.
Endoscopy.
Yeah. Northbound.
Yeah. And it goes into your stomach?
Yeah,
it goes into my stomach. So on Friday, I come into work thinking that I can finish out the day. Mm-hmm. They call me mid-show, and they say, we need you to come in as soon as you possibly can because your medical history, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
that's scary.
What are you talking about? I talked to you guys yesterday. Everything was fine. They're like, no, we need you to get here ASAP. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So I go in, and they do the procedure, and they gave me propofol, the stuff that Michael Jackson used to take. And so I didn't know if I was going to come out thinking I'm a black guy.
So that was
what was going to happen.
Yeah, I think that's what it's for.
They're going to think you're a black guy,
that's,
Shannon.
That's what it's
made
for.
Made him think he was white.
So they used that as anesthesia?
Well, they
it's
put
a sedative, right?
Sedative?
I don't know what it did. And then the next thing I know, I had this lady standing next to me, and she thinks she's so smart. She gives me this IV tube full of stuff, and I feel it going through my veins. And I look at her, and I say, I know what you're doing. You're putting me to sleep, and you think you're so smart, but I feel it going through my veins, but I know who you are, lady. I know what you're doing.
You're threatening the nurse as she's putting you under?
Oh, yeah. And she told me, I need you to roll to your left side. And I said, I don't want to roll my left side. It hurts to roll on my left side because that's the side they cut into my head. I don't really want to.
Yeah.
But they made me.
So when did you pass out?
I don't know. At some point right after that.
So you passed out right after that?
So I was out.
Yeah, you were out.
At that point, Friday's a blur.
Friday
I just remember at some point waking up face down on my mom's couch.
Well, you've done that. You've done that plenty.
That's Saturday for Al.
Yeah.
In a pool of drool.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon, I am here to inform you that...
No, we're going
to
give her a medical prognosis.
No, we're not giving her a medical prognosis.
Yeah, do we know the results of your scope?
We don't. I do know that I have to go get x-rays of my abdomen now because they're worried that there's something wrong with my intestines.
Oh, that's not good.
So
you're falling apart. What are you, in 30 yet?
Waiting for that.
Did you wake up a little hoarse from having the...
It hurts. Yeah, it's interesting. They biopsied 5 spots in my stomach.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to find out what's going on with that.
Oh.
And they're worried now that something's wrong with my intestines.
Who took you to the doctor, Shannon?
My mom.
Your mom.
Because I can't really drive when I'm under.
Well, your mom decided to do a bit.
Oh.
Yay.
So Mama Murphy's a radio star now, is she?
Mama Murphy's thinking about the radio show,
that's
Shannon.
Good. Well, you know what? We have to make considerations for just in case something happens to you, Shannon.
Yeah.
She's keeping me employed, so I should be grateful for this, I guess.
Who's going to fill your seat?
So. When you were coming out of your sleep, your mom noticed that you were pretty woozy and hilarious. So
was I?
She decided to ask you a couple questions, and she recorded these questions.
Okay.
She kept it pretty simple. She asked you, what do you think of Kelly Raspberry? And mind you, Shannon is just waking up from anesthesia, so she's going to be completely honest. Shannon, have you heard this?
No.
Oh, good. Here's what Shannon...
No. Oh, okay. No. Oh, gosh.
That's what Shannon had to say about it.
No, I don't get embarrassed.
Well, you don't know what you said. It could have been nice things. You know, you do claim to love the Kelly Raspberry.
Oh,
so let's see what she has to say.
It can't be any creepier than things you've done in the past.
Yeah.
Right?
So let's see what Shannon really thinks of Kelly Raspberry, because this is the truth.
I love her.
Yep.
Okay. She's nice.
Okay, we'll keep an eye
out. And she's pretty. And she's funny. I love her. Are you freezing? Do you want some of my blanket?
Hold in here. No, thanks.
Do you want me to hold that?
I love you too, Shannon.
Shannon, you're so nice when you're waking up from anesthesia.
Yeah, we need to get Mom to talk more.
Yeah.
I love her.
Oh, I'm so glad I kept it at that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad.
So you genuinely love...
You genuinely
love Kelly Raspberry.
I think you've been creepier sober and awake.
So glad I kept boundaries with Mom.
Oh, it doesn't stop there, Shannon.
Uh-oh.
Your mom had one more question asked before the nurses interrupted.
She only got in two?
Yeah, she only was able to get two because the nurses had to give her some stuff to do with Shannon. So your mom asked you, what do you really think of Big Al Mac?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm sure it's going to be quite the same with Kelly Raspberry Dancer.
I've known Big Al for half of my life.
Okay, let's see what you think of Big Al Mac.
He's black. He's dating a pretty girl. He's dumb, though.
Wow, that's very nice. Nice to know.
But he's nice, but he comes up with stupid ideas. Mm-hmm. Like he does Turtle Tuesdays.
Oh, that's what it is. She's mad.
But he did that thing. Sorry, she's talking to me about stuff.
We need to get us.
But she can talk to me.
Dang, you nerd!
Is he black? He's black. Yay, baseball.
No. I want to keep talking.
Oh, man.
See, Shannon has always been a little bit mad at me for canceling YouTube Tuesday. Shannon used to come in, and there would be like three people watching videos. And I did this bit. You know,
they get together and just watch YouTube videos.
On slow days, we do. You just come up with stupid ideas, right? So I said, let's watch. I got all these TVs. Let's do YouTube Tuesday. So yeah. Shannon would come up with all these videos that we would watch. And so if people were like, you know, people in the bar trying to eat and drink and talk and stuff. Uh-huh. And Shannon, if you're not watching YouTube Tuesday via Shannon Murphy, she'd get upset.
If you haven't noticed, Al's making up for not talking yesterday.
And so
messed up.
Shannon would literally go out and chase people when they would leave.
No, I'm not mad about that. I'm mad about the fact that you fired me from YouTube Tuesdays mm-hmm. and blamed it on Dave.
Oh,
that's what I'm mad about. I don't care about getting fired. You fired me from many things, I think. But you blamed it on Dave. I can handle getting fired. Yeah. Just take responsibility.
Al, you blamed it on somebody else?
Yeah. Heck yeah. That's why I got employees.
Yeah, my bad. How you doing right there?
But that was not that bad.
It could have been worse, Shannon.
I'm glad that I didn't fully reveal my true feelings about Kelly.
Do you have to go do this again?
That was honest enough.
Yeah, we pretty much know.
Are you doing this again?
I could have gotten graphic.
No need for that.
No. I don't know what's next. If they find a blockage in my abdomen, I don't know how they're going to get whatever's blocking it out.
Right.
I ate a lot of things when I was younger. I could have pennies down there.
I would have passed them by now.
Oh, man.
I could have Tonka trucks. I don't know.
We got to send the kid TV camera down next time.
Yeah, we do. We got
a country song waiting.
We got to put a GoPro in there so we know what's going on in Shannon.
Let's play High Low.
Let's do it.
We got 10 people on hold. All you have to do is just listen and pay attention. All right, Kelly, Kelly's got an envelope with a dollar amount on that bad boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're on hold, you need to be listening to what Kelly says to the caller right before you. She's going to say higher or lower until we zero in on the number that's between $1,000 and $2,500.
Got it.
Okay, you ripped that thing open?
I did.
You got that number?
Got it.
I think Al said everything that needed to be said.
He sure did.
Let's do it.
He's making up
for yesterday.
Let's play High Low. Abby, you'll be our first guess. What is it?
2160.
It's lower than 2160.
Oh, okay. But okay. Kelly's eyes.
Yeah, Kelly, you get that poker face. Brandy, what is your guess?
1730.
Higher than 1730.
Okay. Bookends. Randy, what is your guess?
1530.
No, it's higher than 1530.
Need to be listening, Holmes.
Oh, man, come on.
He had that number he wanted to guess.
Yep. Melissa, what is your guess?
1840.
Higher than 1840.
There you go. Back on track. John, what is your guess?
1940.
Higher than 1940.
All right. Lauren, what is your guess?
2140.
Lower than 2140.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ariel, what is your guess?
210.
Higher than 2010.
Okay. Lori, your guess?
2020.
What?
2020?
Higher than 2020.
Okay. Lucy, what is your guess?
2030.
Higher than 2030.
Oh, man. Carol? What is your guess?
2050.
Higher than 2050.
All right.
Oh, that was our 10th caller right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to be listening and listening and listening.
Yeah. Puppy today.
Kelly, you could tell.
Well, you could tell by Kelly's voice today.
Yes, man, I was really surprised by that first guess.
Oh, were you really?
That means it's time to play again right now. So give us a call, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll play High Low again next.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We did not get a winner last break.
We'll get one this time.
Which, means we got to go to round two of the high-low game.
Yep.
Same rules. Same number.
Yep.
So if you were listening, you got a heads up on the competition.
You know how to do this.
Yeah, we know how to do this.
Just be listening. Be listening. Going. Higher or lower. That's what Kelly's going to tell you.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to tell you.
You still got the number, Kelly?
I managed to hold on to it.
All right, good. Let's see if we can get a winner this time. Asia?
Yes?
What is your guess?
2120.
Well, that's it. 2120! No. Wow. Yay!
Asia!
Oh, my God. I'm so
excited.
I'm so excited.
Nice job. What's your name again, babe?
Asia, like the continent?
Yeah.
Yeah, Asia.
Yeah.
Tell us about yourself, Asia.
I'm a single mom of a great 11-year-old, and I live in Euless, Texas, you know, in the middle of Dallas and Fort Worth.
Uh-huh.
And I work for a great hotel company.
Nice.
You put the E in H-E-B.
Yeah, you do.
I sure do.
Were you named because of where you were conceived, by chance?
No, actually it's after a Steely Dan album.
Oh.
Yeah. My mom was a big fan.
I do believe that's Shania Twain's son is named after that same.
Asia.
I think it's, it's AJA, right?
Correct. Good job, Kelly. There
you go. Oh.
Look at me, my Steely Dan knowledge.
So it's like
break us off, girl.
It's like a continent, but spelled differently.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I'd imagine as a single mom of an 11-year-old, you got a few things you could spend 2120 on.
Yes, he actually needs braces this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man.
And insurance doesn't really help pay for that very much.
No. Insurance is,
you know,
is weird.
It doesn't, but this is such a blessing, and it's going to help. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm glad you won, Asia.
Get him the little green braces, like, to represent the dollars that you won. Make the braces.
Yeah.
Look,
like have rotten teeth.
Green.
Yeah, I like the colored braces.
Yeah, you get the different rubber band colors.
Yeah.
Straight up
yeah.
right there.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, congratulations, Asia. And what's your little boy's name?
Marcus.
All right, Marcus, hope you heard your mama win.
Right?
Is he with you right now?
No, he's actually at summer camp right now.
Oh, really?
What kind of summer camp?
Yeah. It's just like a local recreation center, and he's going to soccer camp actually next week.
Shout out.
She's laughing at
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
I got rid of him for 2 weeks.
That soccer camp thing.
I know. I remember kids in the summer, like I played soccer, but kids used to just, it was like pool and hanging out, and now it's like camp after camp. And then camp.
You gotta keep them busy or they'll get in trouble. That's
right.
My motto.
Idle hands, Man. Devil's workshop.
Well, you'll enjoy that money, Asia.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
And
love you too. Speaking of soccer, by the way, treat for the ladies tomorrow, maybe.
What?
I made a bet with the guys in the man room.
Yeah.
If Mexico ties Brazil 1-1, three of the gentlemen in the man room will be shirtless the entire show for you ladies.
Oh, man.
So please cheer on the tie.
No.
1-1 is what we need.
1-1 or just any
just
tie?
Just 1-1.
Okay.
1-1 tie. It's a straight up 1-1 tie.
So who picks the three? Do you pick the three guys?
No, all three dudes back there.
Oh, okay. I thought there was
we can't have the girl be.
Oh, one's a girl. Sure. Okay, sorry.
Not 2-2 or 0-0.
Yeah, Greggles
has some clarification here.
We're big soccer fans here, especially the guys in the production
we
room.
We shook on it. You guys have to be shirtless.
We
if it
did,
happens.
But now when I've brought up to Jose, hey, Jose, you need to get in the bet too. So if Brazil wins, which they will, what are you going to do? And he refuses
and Jose,
to do anything.
By Jose, he means JC.
JC.
They call me Jose during football season.
If so, Mexico loses, you got to do something.
Yeah, you got to do something now. What are you going to do?
It's like you can't have a one-sided bet.
We already shook on it, though.
You can't have a one-sided
bet.
Okay.
What are you going to do?
What do
JC?
Don't make him take his shirt off. Wow, what a punishment.
Yeah, he'll take his shirt off.
He
anyway.
Has to put more clothes on.
Yeah, he has to wear a turtleneck.
You have to come in.
He has in Kelly's turtleneck.
A turtleneck.
Kelly, do you have your turtleneck?
I have to look. I don't know if I have any turtleneck.
Do you have overall shorts?
I have
Can
a
we put those on him?
I do.
Jose has to. Or JC has to wear.
No, I do. They're too big for me, and I ordered
the overall shorts.
They'd be a cute bathing suit cover up, and they're not cute.
Overall shorts.
No, I am not wearing the man thong, Nick.
The bikini.
Nick
remember
is trying
the
to get, no.
The new one shoulder?
That is not the
one,
same.
The new one shoulder?
No.
Yeah, the one.
Man thong?
The
well,
one butt man thong?
It's one leg.
You call it shoulder?
I am not
well,
wearing
you know,
that.
It's called I Want to Be a Baller.
That is not the same.
It's the asymmetrical man thong.
Do you remember
all
when
right,
I beat you in the push-up challenge
Jenna's,
and you had to wear the bikini?
Overall shorts.
Oh,
yeah.
One at a time.
Yeah, I already wore a bikini once.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll bring in my overall shorts. I haven't worn them yet, and they're too baggy for me. And
I'll
be snug on him, but he has skinny legs.
With a turtleneck.
I have normal legs.
No, he has skinny legs.
They're not skinny.
You need to look up that article online that's like guys in the gym that need to work on their legs.
I work my legs twice.
You got like bird legs and a bird butt.
I hate you all. Right now. You guys are so
Listen, last week I was telling you about my daughter Emma Kelly and her little dumb waste of time.
Yeah. Are we wearing jean overalls in there?
Thanking me for having that song stuck in their head forever. But one listener actually thought it was fun. Her name is Lisa Swan, and she emailed me. I'm a huge fan. Listen every day on Kid TV at work. See, don't use work as an excuse not to listen to the show.
No, you don't need to do work at work.
So she said, my 8-year-old son Dustin and I were listening to the show in my office last week. The whole discussion went down about the Dumb Ways to Die app. I asked him if he knew what that app was and the song, and he did. He found a bullhorn stashed in my office and proceeded to sing me the song. She said, so she grabbed her iPhone, and she said, I had to send it to you. It made me laugh. All the kiddos who have ever touched technology know this app, apparently. So here we go. Here's Lisa's son, Dustin, and Dumb Ways to Die.
All right, let's see it.
Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways. So many dumb ways. So many dumb ways to die.
See?
Awesome.
Isn't it cute?
Awesome.
It's just weird to hear little kids singing Dumb Ways to Die.
Good for her for having a job.
That's great.
Send me all your little videos. I love it.
That's
it makes me happy.
That's
Emma Kelly. Emma Kelly was very impressed as well.
Was she?
I showed it to her.
She has a little crush now on him?
Did you see Emma Kelly's? Okay, y'all need to go to my Facebook page and see Emma Kelly. Doing it.
How come when Al and I did it, you're
not seven and cute.
Yeah.
My 7-year-old daughter doing that was a lot.
Well, he's cute and he acts seven.
This is place.
It simulates skydiving.
It's called
iFly. Indoor skydiving.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a wind tunnel, and you put on the skydiving suit and the goggles and the helmet
and
all
I
this stuff.
I was so proud of her. She got in there. Her dad took he has three children.
Right.
I'm not, one of them is mine. And he took them to iSky for Father's Day. Thought mm-hmm. it'd be fun. I fly. And they send you a video through email. I didn't know.
You got to buy it, though, I think.
And the first one is her first attempt when they're trying to teach her. She kind of falls.
Does the instructor wear a GoPro when they're in there with them?
No, it's like a mounted camera on the side so it watches. Did you not watch it? Go to my Facebook. It's
they have
so cool.
a camera right by the guy that controls the wind speed.
Yeah.
So you know where the camera is, so you can make faces at it when
and
you go by it.
And her little face is getting to her little nose is going up and her lips are going up because, you know, the wind's blasting her. And she
did great.
And she's spiraling. And I like started tearing up. I was so proud of her because I wouldn't do that at my age.
You
and my
do
daughter.
It.
And she told me after the first time, she said, Mommy, she got the award. They gave awards at the end. And it was like she was voted most brave. And her sister got most colorful hair, if that tells you how much thought they put into the awards. Her sister's decided to go purple for summer.
Yeah.
So anyway.
You didn't do it with us? Didn't you do it?
No,
I didn't want to. I didn't want to. I was scared.
Oh, okay.
And she's like,
no,
Mommy,
I'm not doing it.
I did cry a little after the first one, but there was nowhere for me to sit. So I sat on my sister Cameron's lap and cried. But then she got back in there and did it. It was so great.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a fun deal.
My little brave girl.
Here's Kelly when we asked her if she wanted to do it with us.
No.
All right. There we go. We have it right there.
Yep.
Now, yesterday, we had a big announcement.
Uh-huh.
We announced who was going to get the big break they've been looking for with our big break competition.
Yep. This is our competition that we had between, it was hundreds of people that entered from the beginning. And then we narrowed it down to four teenagers between 13 and 17, all of which are singers, musicians that need a big, big break to maybe launch their career.
Well, the one getting that big break happens to be Maddie Apples. That's what she's going by.
She doesn't want to go by that anymore.
Oh, my bad.
Change your name
what are we going by now, Maddie? Mm-hmm.
Probably Madison Applegate.
Yep. Oh, Madison
it's,
Applegate.
It's a dilemma. Back and forth.
We're
every day.
Figuring it out still.
You could be the artist formerly known as Maddie Apples.
Yeah. Well, and I like Madison Applegate's more mature, but I think that's probably something Linda Sepien will help you out with.
Definitely.
So what's happened in the 24 hours since you became a big star?
It's been unreal. I mean, I've kind of just been out of it. The amount of phone calls I've received is unreal.
Uh-huh.
But it's been awesome. My whole family and friends and everyone who helped me out with this has been so great about it. It's been really fun. It's been a really, really great 24 hours, you could say.
Now, you got to go on the news again for a good reason.
Man. Yes.
Right?
They called me yesterday. They heard that I had won. And so I'm going in for a live interview this time around 3:45 today. So
we interrupt this late breaking coverage from Iraq.
to interview.
Yeah.
Madison Apples. Well, Applegate.
They
Apples.
They actually covered it, and we have audio of that.
Here's President Obama.
Hey, a Parkway South High School junior is the winner of a nationwide talent contest.
Yeah, 16-year-old Madison Applegate got the call this morning. She's the big winner of the Big Break contest on the Kid Craddock Morning Radio Show. Yeah. Madison's been singing all of her life and won the contest after submitting original songs she wrote and performed. She wins a week with a world-class vocal coach and will record a professional single and music video.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Wow, Madison.
Congrats, girl.
You are a news story.
I guess so, yeah.
Like, hold on. It was like a good one.
So we're going to check in with you periodically and follow along your path to stardom, right? Are you headed down to do this next week?
Yep, Sunday morning.
You're coming down to see us?
Nice.
I'm so excited. I'm ready, and I'm already packing. I'm ready to go.
Well, I remember that when I was young, I was going on a trip because I wouldn't go on very many trips.
Right.
And packing like a week ahead of time. Oh, it'd be so much fun.
You might have to stay with Big Al Mac.
No, that's not appropriate at all. There's about 5 million other options I can think of right now.
Al's place is just centralized to everything.
Well, it is.
It is. Yeah. Like right there.
That's one thing. You know. That's how I get the girls over. Hey, baby, my
don't say that when we're talking to Madison.
I think she's too young.
Yeah, you can't say that when we have Madison on the phone. Sorry about that, Madison.
Quite all right.
Yeah, we'll just put you in a hotel room instead. How about that?
Very good idea.
So what are you going to do today?
Today? Today's a live interview.
Yeah?
I have a rehearsal for a show I'm in, and I'm kind of just going along for the ride,
What are you going to do Wednesday?
Oh, stop it.
Al, take my bit.
Wednesday, I'm working.
All right.
Oh, where do you work at?
I work at Marshall's.
Yes. Kelly.
I've got to go return a shirt to Marshall's today. I do. You think you could just give it to her when she's here and she could return it?
Can we do that, Madison?
She does.
It's just a little too small in Emma Kelly's armhole, so they'll get the next size up.
On the go return.
It's so cute.
Are you going to get her?
It was Lucky Brand. It was very expensive, normally priced, but at Marshall's, it was less than half the price.
Yeah. Are you going to get
there you go. That's why I work there. It's
cash
awesome.
Refund or store
no,
credit?
No, I'm going to go try to get the bigger size, and we love the shirt.
All right. There you go. Maddie, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Sounds great. Thank you.
Have fun today at the news station.
Thanks.
Look at that. Okay. That was a big break right there.
Big break.
Doing lots of things.
Mm-hmm. Busy day.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have moved over to the Canal Side Lounge with a very special man that Kelly Raspberry has had her eye on.
Or maybe you.
Or maybe me. Friend of the show, he's got an album coming out, magazines or novels, coming out August 5th. Andy Grammer. Hey, buddy.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Probably one of the most hilarious guests we've ever had.
I'd say friend of the show at this point.
Yeah. Would you say?
I would consider myself a friend of the show.
We're in friend zone?
Yeah, friend zone for sure.
I feel like you could be a comedian.
Oh, man. I consider myself to be somewhat funny as long as I have the guitar in my hand.
Right.
So, like, once the joke doesn't go anywhere, you're like, all right, well, it's time for it.
If you didn't have a
guitar, that would be really brutal.
It could be a good little niche for you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
I could see that.
Somebody looked it up. It's been since October of 2012 since you've been here with us. It's been far too long.
It's been way too long.
So where have you been since in all that time? What's been going on with
city
you?
City by city, please.
You know, just hanging out on the couch, just watching some Netflix. Yeah. No, I've been home now for like almost a year and a half writing for this album. So I'm super psyched about this.
They said you wrote over 100 songs just to get 13.
Yeah.
So what happens to the other 87?
They just kind of, they die slowly. Well, they try, like, if you've ever been to a movie and you're like, man, this movie's, the action's incredible, but the story is terrible.
It's like too long.
It's hard to get all pieces of a song to be like great. So it takes like 100 to get 13 that I think are all like, every part of, I stand behind every part of that song.
That must be hard for you to weed those out, though. Do you bring in a lot of friends and family? Because, I would think you get really personally attached to some, and it's hard to be objective. You fall in love with your own work. So.
It is one of the weirdest jobs ever, because you, like, cut yourself open, and you're, like, crying while you're writing a lyric. It's, like, the most important thing. It's like, that sucks.
So who helps you decide? Who do you trust in your life?
Yeah, you have, like, a close inner circle. Mm-hmm. It's also just, like, it's, like, a weird analogy, but I feel like when I write a song, it's, like, a painting that's, like, right here. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's amazing. And then I slowly back away and you can kind of see like, all right, that's great or that's terrible or whatever. So But it's a weird thing. You just keep putting your heart out there, and then a lot of them aren't good.
Yeah, well, the album is out on August 5th, but the single is Back Home. I just watched the video for that before.
Cool, right?
To talk to you. Yeah, but is that what your concerts are like? Because I would have to come prepared. Everybody leaves a filthy mess.
It was crazy. Yeah, we shot this video in Salt Lake City at a color festival. It was so cool.
Okay, so it's that's not your typical concert. That the people came prepared for that.
They came prepared, yeah.
Because I'd be mad if I got like my new concert going.
You would have liked it, I promise. You would have enjoyed it.
It's really a fun video, though. Yeah. And that's, you were saying that's the vibe you wanted to capture for this song. It's so
Like big and huge.
Yeah,
and
it was fun.
There was like 10,000 people throwing color and stuff.
Did they know you were going to stage dive like that? That was, I mean, I've seen people stage dive before, but you like cannonballed on those people.
Totally. Well, okay. If I want to be honest, this is like breaking news for you guys.
I like behind the scenes.
My
stuff.
Director is one of my best friends in LA. He's amazing. And so we came out, and he's like, "All right, you got to stage dive." And there were two sides where I was going to do it, and for the camera, it was like a better angle to do it here. And there was like a lot of like
girls.
Small girls.
Yeah.
Right. So the first stage dive was super weak sauce. And I'm pretty sure they shot it on a really slow motion camera.
Yeah, so how do you dive onto girls?
Yeah, yeah. So then we picked out like.
Have you seen it?
So then we picked out a couple like big dudes and we're like, "You guys stand over there." And once I saw them, I was like, "Let's go. I'll jump as high as I can."
Well, speaking of the song for the video, I was just talking about Back Home. Is that what you're going to play for
this
morning?
So I'd been gone for a really long time, like 3 years. So lucky to have music that went everywhere. And I just missed my friends. I hadn't been home. I don't know if that happens to you guys, but I've been like so busy in like France and Australia and running around the world. And then when I got back to write for my second album,
happens
like,
to us all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. You beat us with the having friends thing.
Yeah.
We're here.
Pretty good.
But
there's also a part in the song about my mom's minivan. Rocking minivans. I rocked it hard in high school. My mom's minivan was green. It was called the Turtle. And
so it was fast.
It was really fast. It didn't go over like 40 miles an hour. And in high school, like Friday nights, I'd be the guy because I was the DD usually, and everybody'd be like, "We're taking the Turtle out." I'd be like, "You know it." I won't need you to raise your glass. I don't care what you put in it. Here's the nights that you can't take back. We live hard, but we love to laugh. And we all thought that we'd get rich fast. Hop the plane out for greener grass. Found out the green is cash. Don't compare to the friends that last. See, we won't forget where we came from. This city won't change us. We beat to the same drum. No, we won't forget where we came from. This city can't change us. We beat to the same drum, the same drum. La da da da. Cheap sunglasses, Red Bull and minivans, and people who had your back when the world didn't understand. See, we won't forget where we came from. The city won't change us. We beat to the same drum. No, we won't forget where we came from. The city can't change us. We beat to the same drum, the same drum. La da 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 da. And we're losing touch and fading away. We'll still be raising our cups to the same damn things. Singing, oh no, this city won't change us. Oh no, this city won't change us. Oh no, the city won't change us.
say, oh no, the city won't change us, won't change us. La da 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 da, la da 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 da. And no matter where we go, we always find our way back home. La da 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 da.
Even you saying you wanted it to sound enormous or to look enormous, even you by yourself, that chorus sounds enormous.
You are enormous, man. Andy Grammer.
Whoa.
Good, man.
I don't now, think we can say
fill
that
the room.
Radio.
Yeah, I wrote that like I wanted it to be like a big, I'm not even really a drinker, but I felt like it should be like one of those bars.
Like a party.
Yeah,
yeah, that's exactly what I felt like.
Yeah, totally.
I felt like I wanted to get drunk.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel drunk right now.
Yeah.
I'm drunk on you, Andy Grammer.
That's so sweet.
Who would be your dream collab with?
I want to sing a hook and have Macklemore rap over it.
So you want to do like a rap, guitar, acoustic?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Oh, I think he should do it.
He should do it.
Well, you put it out in the universe.
Yeah, it's out there.
I'm sure he'll hear about this.
Yeah. Let's go, Mac.
You're listening? Leave Ryan at home. Ryan can come too if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ryan Lewis can come along.
Andy, speaking of all this new music, when can we get it?
Yeah, August 5th it comes out.
Okay.
So
back home, we can buy back,
back home's
home.
Already out. Yeah. Yeah, it's on the radio already doing.
Yeah, check out YouTube on YouTube or Vivo or whatever.
Yeah, the video. I'm so excited about the video.
Yeah, it's
I don't
really
think I've
cool.
ever had a video that's this cool. It's really cool.
Do you watch it every day?
I don't watch it every day.
I would, but I get
those views up.
Yeah, exactly. It's all me. All the views are me. Yeah.
We're up one view from you. That's me.
Are you an active Twitterer or a
totally? I'm Instagram, Twitter, and just at Andy Grammer.
That's easy enough to find you. But it's Grammer with an ER.
ER. Yeah.
He's an Andy Instagrammer.
Hello.
There you go.
Oh, I see what you did right there.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure you've never heard that.
I'm talking with Andy Grammer. We just did a search for young talent.
Yeah.
Where we gave teenagers to send us their songs, and we wanted to give them that big break so that they get in front of crowds.
Cool.
Because you're doing something similar.
Yeah, you're doing that.
You're looking for people to open up for you.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. It's so cool. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Tell
yeah, we have this tournament on gig.com.
Uh-huh.
And people in different cities can it's like a bracket style thing where they upload their video and they get to the winner of between votes and their friend votes and my vote, they get to open for me at shows, which is really cool. That was the reason I went out to the street to perform, because no one would let me play at clubs. So it's like, I'm going somewhere. Literally freedom of speech. You can't stop me. I'm playing right now.
No. Andy, if we want to catch you on tour, where do we go?
Yeah, you can go to just andygrammer.com. I also posted my tour dates on my Instagram as well.
Andy, it's been a pleasure having you. Will you take us out with one more song, please?
I will.
You're not the type of girl to remain with the guy too shy, too afraid. Say you give his heart to you forever. I'm not the boy that will fall to his knees with the sans class tight. Begging you please to stay with him for worse, for better. And I'm staring at you now. There's no one else around. Thinking you're the girl for me. Just saying it's fine by me. You never leave. And we can lay like this forever. It's fine by me. I'm just saying it's fine by me. Yeah. If you never leave, we can lay like this forever. It's fine by me.
Everybody, give it up for Andy Grammer.
Thank
you so much.
Back to more of the Kid Kratic Morning Show.
Big congratulations to Team USA. Beat Ghana 2-1 yesterday.
A U.S. corner. Up comes Brooks. Susi to take it. That's it! Yes! What about that? It's John Brooks! It's John Brooks for the USA!
John Brooks, first substitute player in U.S. history to score a goal as a substitute.
Wow,
ever
really?
In the World Cup.
Hmm.
Not too shabby. So 3 points for Team USA. Yay, World Cup. It's time for open lines.
Let's do it.
We gave you two topics. One was handed to you by me, one by Big Al Mack. My topic was, since we just heard Shannon coming out of her anesthesia, saying some funny things about Big Al Mack, what was the funniest thing you heard somebody say when they were coming out of it? You could be you're a nurse or you're a parent.
Yeah.
We've all been around those people.
Okay.
And they say some pretty funny stuff.
And my topic was, what idea did your husband have? And we've had some doozies, husbands, that he was sure was going to make a lot of money, and it flopped.
And that's because you bought 1,000 vuvuzelas for this year's World Cup.
Yeah. Just knew I was going to make $1 million.
But the vuvuzela was more of the World Cup thing 4 years ago.
2010.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to make a real good deal on somebody this Sunday come World Cup when USA plays Portugal. Oh, yeah. Vuvuzelas are going to be flying out the door.
Today's Tuesday. It should be two for Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two for Tuesday.
If it makes you feel better, it's helped me make a lot of fun videos pranking people.
Good.
So there's that.
I've got plenty more.
I just need one, so I'm good.
That thing has one of the most annoying sounds of all time.
Yeah, it does.
And as always, you can call in and ask us anything or talk about anything because it's open lines. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Let's go to the phones. We'll kick it off with Taylor.
And what was your topic, JC?
What was the funniest thing you heard or you said coming out of anesthesia?
Got it.
Well, I came out of it. And my dad was taking a video, and my nurse was over me, and he wakes me up, and he asked me how I was feeling, and my eyes got real big, and I looked up at him and said, Jesus?
Jesus.
God.
Aww.
Does your husband have like a full beard?
Of course, he told me. Yeah, he did. He had a beard, so, I like to justify it that way.
Yeah.
But, He looked at me, he said, no, sorry. And I went, oh, and got all sad and teary-eyed. I thought I had met God. I was
like, that's great. Well, you almost did. So, there's that.
No,
thank you, Taylor.
No, thank you.
She thought the doctor was Jesus. Got
they
all
should
sad.
Make that into a movie.
Yeah, maybe he is. Hannah, you want to talk about an injury your husband suffered?
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, my husband never listens to me, and has, like, the worst ideas.
Right.
And so he decided that he wanted this punching bag. And so, like the good wife I am, I thought, okay, I'm going to go surprise him. So I went to Academy, bought a punching bag, bought a really nice stand for it, and took it home and put it in the garage to surprise him. I didn't put it together. So he gets it out, and he's deciding, okay, I want to put it in the rafters up in the attic.
Smart.
So he gets up in the attic with flip-flops on and decides that it's a good idea to hang it up there, and he slips and falls directly, like, in a V over the, like, he pretty much hits his shot.
Oh, wow.
So after a nice trip to the ER a couple days later, because it was still hurting and it was a huge bruise on his thigh, he decided that it would be a good idea to go back to the store and get the stand that I had bought for him and he returned.
He's full of good ideas.
And so now we have a punching bag hanging on the stand in our garage. That, I must mention, he never uses.
I was going to say, how often does he use it? Never.
Never.
Bad memories.
Yeah. Don't buy us exercise equipment. We're not going to use it. We'll make it look cool so when our friends come over, they're like, oh, Al boxes. Okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's cool. But we're not actually going to use it.
Oh, boy. Thanks for calling, babe.
Yes. Let's go to Blake. Blake, what'd you do when you woke up?
Crazy thing. I've always been known for being very respectful to my grandparents, parents, just my family in general, elders.
Sure.
And I woke up from oral surgery, and apparently I just cursed everyone in the room.
Who was in the room?
Yeah, my parents, I was like 16.
Yeah.
And it was horribly embarrassing, and they had the video, and they played at every reunion. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So now I'm known as, like, the violent cursor,
Yeah.
Crazy.
Hey, that's awesome. Thanks, man.
Cursed out his entire family. You could use it as a free pass if you can control yourself enough. You know, if you're having some problems with family, let them have it for a minute. That's great. Madison, you woke up from surgery and started singing, huh?
I sure did. About 3 years ago, I had gotten my wisdom teeth removed, and my mom decided to videotape me. And I remember when I woke up that my doctor recommended that the first day to either drink a milkshake or a malt only because my mouth would still be sore.
Yeah.
And so in the video, my mom asked me, Madison, what would you like to eat? And I proceeded to lift up my hands up to my chest while they were still really limp and kind of shook my body around, started to sing, my milkshake brings all the sweet to the dark.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, she's trying to dance. That's a good one. That is a good one.
Yes, thanks, baby. Yes.
Oh, thank man.
Thank you. And you're right. Your milkshake does bring all the boys to the yard.
That's funny.
Suzanne, husband failed with an investment?
Yes. So he got this bright idea to buy these Hulk hand koozies.
Yeah.
Like, you put your hand in them, and they were like $30 each, so he bought like $1,600 worth, and he was going to sell them at every Cowboy game and make, you know, $50 or $60 a hand.
Of course.
We had a whole bunch left over.
Yeah.
Enough?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But you know what?
Keep going.
Well, and so we had so many left over that every year when we go to the same all-inclusive resort, so he carries one in his suitcase, and he always gives it away, and there was all these Canadians there, and they loved them. And so every year we take one with us and give it away.
Sell them one at a time.
Yeah. I think it's more about attention than it was about getting the money.
But thank you for being such a cool wife that you let your husband do that.
Let him.
I'm sure she was not very happy about the investment. Hey,
I'm sure he did not ask first.
Hey, I remind him, and then I saw another box of them show up. And I said, you're getting how much money for these? It was hilarious.
But you're selling them.
We have maybe only five left.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's that.
All right.
Your husband and Big Al Mack would be great friends.
Yeah, we'd be great business partners.
Maybe
yeah.
you could send one to Al since he got such a kick out of that.
And he'll send you a vuvuzela.
Maybe we might.
Yeah, right. I'll send you a vuvuzela.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold. We're going to do a trade because we want the whole koozie.
Oh, man.
We absolutely want that. Oh, boy. Kristen, did your husband embarrass you when he woke up from his surgery?
Actually, he embarrassed me when he woke up from his surgery.
Yeah.
He was coming down the hallway out of recovery, had reconstructive surgery on his leg, and started singing the song, I Like My Women a Little on the Trashy Side.
Yeah.
And he says, anybody got the drugs? You better got the whiskey because I got the drugs right here. He says, where's my bottle of whiskey? I was like, honey, calm down. Calm down.
Oh, that's great.
I love people coming out of surgery.
Yeah, anesthesiologists probably have some really, really great stories with people coming out.
I want to go to a hospital and just chill and watch people wake up. Victoria, your grandpa had surgery, woke up, what happened?
He kept staring into the mirror that was across the room from him, and he was cussing out this pink line because it kept rolling its eyes at him. It turns out he had a pink stuff there that was sitting next to his bed that it was reflecting. And he ended up ripping out his IV because he had to go and handle the line.
Oh, my.
He was mad at the pink lion for staring at him.
Yes. It was my great grandfather. He was in his 80s. I mean,
oh, that is cute.
You know what? I hope I go out entertaining my grandkids. Great grandkids, you know?
Grandpa.
Grandma's talking to the lion again.
He's fighting a stuffed animal in the corner. That's where Grandpa is right
grandpa
now.
Grandpa killed the pink lion.
Wow. Yeah. Alex, what'd your fiance think?
He was coming out of surgery on his arm, and he was really, really scared in post-op, and I got to go down there, and he thought that he was in some sort of factory that had removed his private part. He was almost on the verge of tears. He was so scared.
How did you assure him everything was intact?
I just was like, baby, it's okay. You still have everything. And he still didn't believe me at first.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just passed out again. But when he woke up again, whenever he was in his actual hospital bed, I told him what he said, and he was like, no, I didn't. I was like, yes, you did. You told me that.
You just got to go along with it at that point. Got to mess with them.
Yeah, right.
You only get one shot at this, and you should have gone with it. Oh, man, I want to do that to Kinsey. I need her to have surgery so I could mess with her.
Oh, man.
Brianna.
You won't remember it, though.
You did something when you woke up from your surgery. What was that?
When I woke up from my wisdom teeth surgery, I came out to my parents. And then 3 days later, when they asked me about it again, they didn't believe me.
Oh, so
they thought it was just the anesthesia talking. And yeah, it was really you
It was
talking.
Really true.
Apparently.
So how'd that go over?
Well, you know, they always are going to remember now, and they have it on video of me telling them. So they show it to all of my girlfriends anytime I meet them. Because, you know, there's always that coming out story. Oh, well, how did you come out to your parents? Well, I kind of accidentally told them after.
No, they're telling their friends.
Taken out.
My daughter went in for surgery and came out gay. That's what they're telling everybody.
Then
was perfectly straight going in.
The doctor
come out gay.
Right.
Thanks, awesome. Brianna.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
So the NBA Finals are over.
Yep.
The Spurs ended up winning that in five.
The Spurs?
And also the Stanley Cup has been won by the LA Kings.
Mm-hmm.
And, I totally did not watch any hockey at all.
I never watched hockey, and I actually did. I fell asleep before the second overtime. No, I think I watched every playoff game.
Well, the Kings had a rally for their fans yesterday at the Staples Center because they ended up winning the Stanley Cup.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti stood up to say a few words, and this is what he said.
There are two rules in politics. They say never, ever be pictured with a drink in your hand and never swear, but this is a big f***ing day. Way to go, guys.
The mayor just dropped a bomb.
And I'm guessing he had a drink in his hand as well.
I guess.
All right.
That's cool,
or
right?
Or one in his belly. Yeah, it impaired his judgment.
That makes him the coolest mayor ever.
It's like when you curse in front of a crowd like that, they all cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to, but you did it.
Yeah.
You're like, look how cool you are. You know, not
swearing's cool.
Yeah,
only
kids.
Only in front of thousands.
I'm gonna teach Kaysen his first curse word.
Oh, that's very
see how
nice
cool that'll
probably
make me.
Aw, yeah, at least it wasn't like Rob Ford. Could have been worse. And also, we have a new Miss USA.
Mm-hmm.
Nia Sanchez. She was
Miss Nevada.
She's Miss Nevada.
She, like, getting a lot of heat because they think that she changed states.
This happens,
no,
this happens all the time. Okay, look,
it does happen.
Everybody that doesn't keep up with pageants, this happens all the mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to live in the city or whatever where you're representing. And she kind of skirted some issues because she tried out for Miss California, three times and failed. She knew the pageant system was easier in Nevada. This is the way the system works.
This, my college roommate did this. She was Miss Teen Illinois, and she only lived in Illinois for a little bit.
Right.
Exactly.
And her family, half of them lived in California. So it's kind of wherever you can be and get in.
But right, if you're representing a state.
Exactly.
You
and when
should.
You know this is what you're coming under fire for, granted, she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't deny that. But she needs to kind of study up on some Nevada, or excuse me, even she corrected the lady. It's Nevada.
Yeah.
Oh, remember okay, when she didn't know that.
Yeah. She was all uppity.
True Nevadians know it's not Nevada. It's Nevada.
She was uppity.
So now she better come correct with everything else.
So she was doing a radio interview yesterday on the Todd Show,
mm-hmm.
which used to be the Scott and Todd Show. They used to be on Dish Nation with us.
Okay.
And she could not give us the capital of Nevada.
What's the capital of Nevada?
Oh my gosh.
No, Carson City.
Thank you. I was going to say that. I was like that one DJ host that on MTV back in the day, his name. That's how I always remembered it.
Yeah, well, you didn't remember it that time.
At least she was cute with it.
No,
you know,
you're.
When you get put on the spot, things just escape your mind.
Yeah, Kelly
Jenna,
knows.
Ask me, Wheel of Fortune contestant.
Kelly, no.
Jenna, you grew up in Ohio, capital of Ohio?
Columbus.
Kelly, you grew up in South Carolina.
I think that's right.
I'm not
Columbia.
Okay. Al, you grew up in Texas, capital of Texas.
No, don't be fun.
No, it's Austin. No, it's Austin. All good.
Okay.
Capital of Mexico?
Mexico City. Come on. But that's the whole country. You're asking me for the whole
kind
country.
Kind of safe.
Capital of California?
Yeah.
California
Sacramento.
City.
Sacramento. So she's She's in a bit of trouble because...
Oh, she's fine.
She's fine. She's
you're
hot.
Not
pretty.
You're, I don't care. You're representing a not, state.
But she's not on the Nevada Tourism Board. She wears a crown and runs around the country looking pretty. That's what she was hired to do.
And then she's going to do it.
And
she's going to
she
do it well.
And then she faked her Nevada residency.
She lived there for a minute.
I agree that it's if it's a beauty system. Pageant, it should be a beauty pageant. But if they're representing their state and they get all this money, you know, like, and they... what? I mean, what else do they have to do? Answer questions. Why?
Intelligent questions.
Who cares? If it's just going to be a beauty pageant, then who cares what they have to
say?
It's like algebra in high school. Like, we're supposed to know algebra, calculus, whatever. After we graduate, we're probably not going to use a lot of it. She's been voted Miss USA. She doesn't have to know anything about Nevada now. She's got her thing.
She's got to know about the USA.
She can just skate by for 1 year while she's got that crown. Boom.
It's a really great message, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
So just look pretty.
Look pretty. Right, Kelly?
That's what I've been saying. Nobody's listening
to me. Tomorrow. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.